present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Yes, I don't need to go through the numbers because they were dramatic and exciting. In fact, let's give each other an elbow bump, shall we? Boom. Thank you very much. Wow. Dow had the big, listen to this, the biggest point gain ever for the Dow Jones happened Monday. It was up 1,294 points. Now, this is what I keep telling folks, is if you are out of the market, you are going to miss days like that because there's no warning. It's just all of a sudden, wham, and then whoosh, I know, and then wham, and then whoosh, okay? It's like a Batman cartoon. But anyway, if you miss those days, you know, think about that. What does that mean? If you're up 5% in a day? So it's almost impossible. In fact, I think it's impossible to time the market. You just can't do it. So you have to be in it. And we saw a lot of 1,000-point gyrations. And I know it is straining a lot of people's psyche when they start to consider this. Look at gold. Gold was up 6.82%. this week to close at $1,670 an ounce. We have oil now down at 41.28, down over 7% this week. There's some very attractive, if you think about this, oil stocks. And then the question is, will they be able to pay dividends? And, you know, there's some companies that are doing some good things in that space. So you don't throw them all out, but that's kind of happening right now. And then you got the 10-year treasury, which this week, again, went below 1% to hover around the 0.7 tenths yield. But is that a sign of a recession? A lot of people keep saying, well, when bonds go down, you're going to have a bad stock market. I heard that a lot this week. But that's not necessarily true because the 2-year is going down as well. So as long as you have a healthy spread between the 2-year and the 10-year, we've talked about this over and over and over again, then there's really not a sign of a recession. They have to be inverted. Inverted yield curve. We talked about that. The inverted yield curve. It's not there right now. So that's positive. That's a good sign. Now, you had the Fed take emergency action on Tuesday. They dropped the rate 50 basis points out of nowhere. Okay. You had a coordination effort with many other governments around the world start to provide more liquidity. That's responsible. Why are they doing that? They're trying to build confidence for the future. I think this next month is going to be interesting. We're going to have more tests being done. We're going to have more issues of coronavirus, certainly, right? It's going to happen. It just is. But are you going to die necessarily from this? I don't know. The odds don't really show it. The odds show that if you're healthy, if you're taking care of yourself, you got a pretty good shot. I mean, this is what they're saying anyway. So is this going to just knock out the entire country? People don't know. I mean, this is kind of the issue right now. It's floating back and forth. But do you think that the market and the stock market is over? Like it's not going to recover in a year or 2 years or 5 years. The market seems to be acting like it's going to be a 3-year deal now. It just is kind of seeming like that with these gyrations you're seeing. But when you look at the economy, and that's all you can really look at is the economics, we look good. We look strong. We look like we're going to get through this. We look like there's enough momentum. What? The jobs report yesterday? Did you see that? February jobs report. 273,000 new jobs. That was almost 100,000 more than estimates. Think about that. We're at a 50-year low on the unemployment rate at 3.5%. I understand the argument. Well, things are going to slow down. They're stopping travel. The conventions are stopping. What about working from home? My producer is looking at me right now on a face pad from Kansas City. And we are working together, even though he's in Kansas City. This is a new world now, folks. We can work from home. We can do things in a closed environment if we need to. So I would argue that we're somewhat prepared for this already. And business will go on. And work will go on. And we will go on. So my message today is be positive, please. Change your mindset.
Happy time. Chinkui.
Chinkui. Get happy. Okay? Get happy. Because you should be happy. You're alive and you're enjoying this time right now, which is exciting. I mean, let's face it. It's exciting. I know you're saying that my retirement is scary and I'm scared and I understand that. And it's not anything to take light of. It's just be careful. So I'm thinking that we're going to see somewhat of a slowdown here this first quarter, second quarter. Just going to start to phase in here these next few months, and it's going to be a little bit tough. And we could see another test again. We could see a test of the bottom. But I noticed yesterday, did you see Friday's market closing action? When you see, we had a great jobs report, didn't really do much. Market was still down around 900 something points. And then towards the end, we rallied back like within the last 35 minutes, did the same thing last Friday. And then market's moving like 400, 500, 600 points like that. So all I can tell you is the market is trying to figure this out. It is working through this, and that's what it does. And that's good. We want that. That just shows you that there is this demand. There is excitement. And I think that this election year is going to be a good year. And you'll hear in a minute why that is. We're going to get in that in the show today. Why are election years good years for the stock market? And what should you be doing about it right now? This is the time right now. If you have a diversified portfolio like emerging markets, you've probably been doing okay. Look at emerging markets year-to-date total return. If you have bonds in your portfolio, fixed income, short-term we've been talking about for a long time, you've done pretty well. And that's the advantage of having other assets in your portfolio. I know everyone was talking about the U.S., the only place to be. I mean, that's you go back 6 weeks ago. That was the discussion. Oh, have everything in U.S. equity. Well, you just got hurt real bad. So by diversifying yourself across the board, having assets in other areas, you've done okay. And that's the point. Home builders are interesting right now. They have low interest rates now. They have an unbelievable supply. They also have wood that's made in this country. So there is some interesting spaces right now. What about peanut butter? Do you see that? Peanut butter? Next week, it's going to be quiet. Not a lot going on. Wednesday, we have the Consumer Price Index. And Friday, we have the consumer sentiment, which I always care about because I want to see what the consumers say. And I think, like I said, May 1st. That's kind of my date I'm throwing out there right now. May 1st.
A Kojo Media Experience.